안녕하십니까? 2026학년도 대학 수학능력시험 9월 모의평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2026학년도 대학 수학능력시험 9월 모의평가 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수 사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 다섯 개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, valued customers. Thank you for visiting our Bisto smartwatch store. We're excited to let you know that a special discount event for our smartwatches will be held this weekend. We're inviting all customers to this special event to check out a variety of smartwatches, which are at reduced prices. If you buy one of the smartwatches during this event, you'll also get watch bands and protective films at lower prices. So, please check the event schedule. Don't miss these great smartwatch deals at our special discount event. As always, we're happy you're choosing to shop with us.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey Sarah, how's your running these days?
Well, I'm trying to run more, but I can't run for as much time as I want to.
I see. Then what about listening to fast tempo music while running? That way you can run for a longer time.
Listening to fast tempo music? How could that help?
Fast tempo music can raise your heartbeat and give you an energy boost.
That sounds interesting.
Also, that kind of music can make you focus on running and get less distracted.
I've never thought about it like that.
Yeah, you should try listening to some fast tempo music while running next time. I'm sure it'll make you run for longer.
Okay, let me try. Thanks.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Myler from the Myler's Radio Show. Sometimes you don't know what to say when trying to begin a conversation with others, right? Today, I'd like to share a helpful tip with you. Saying something nice about their fashion is a good way to start a conversation. Why don't you mention something that you like about their clothes or other fashion items, such as shoes, hats, or accessories? It'll create a friendly and welcoming atmosphere. After that, the conversation should go smoothly. So, if you have difficulty finding the words when you start to talk to others, try saying something nice about their fashion.
Honey, are you ready to go to the mall?
Yeah, but do they have a nursing room?
Yes, they do. Here's a photo on their website.
Oh, there are two microwaves on the table. Let's heat up the baby food there.
Okay. Do you see the sink under the window? We could wash our baby's stuff in it.
Good. And look at the lamp in the corner. It gives the room a warm feeling.
It really does. Also, there's a baby bed with a star-patterned pad next to the wall. We can lay our baby down there if she falls asleep.
Definitely. Look at the heart-shaped cushion on the sofa. It's lovely.
The room looks perfect. Now, let's head out to the mall.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Mr. Park. As you know, our company's Motata Island tour package is sold out.
Yeah, Ms. Kim. That's wonderful.
Let's make sure we didn't miss anything. Have you checked the hotel reservation?
Yes. I have a confirmation from the hotel. Did you buy tickets for a ferry to the island?
Yes, I did. We got a great deal on the tickets.
Perfect. It seems like most of the preparation is already finished.
That's good. Did you also contact the local tour guide?
Not yet. I'll handle that this afternoon. We have some children on our tour. Did you order gifts for them?
Sure. I ordered toy boats. They'll be delivered to our office later today.
Excellent. I'm glad everything is finally sorted out.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Lucy's Pet World. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to buy some hamster food.
We have two types, regular and organic.
How much are they?
The regular is $20 per bag, and the organic is $30 per bag.
Let me see. I'll have two bags of organic food.
Okay. Would you like anything else? We have balls for hamsters to play with.
My hamster would love those. How much do they cost?
They are $10 each.
I'll buy two balls.
So that's two bags of organic food and two balls.
Right. Can I get a member discount? Here's my membership card.
Sure. You'll get $5 off your total purchase.
Sounds great. I'll pay with my credit card.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 Fly Your Paper Airplane Competition에 참가할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, William. Our school is holding the Fly Your Paper Airplane Competition this Saturday.
Yeah, that's where students compete to fly their paper airplane for the longest distance, right?
Yes, I'll be joining it. What about you?
I don't think I can participate in it.
Is it because of your biology report?
No, I already submitted it yesterday.
Ah, I remember you volunteer at a community center on the weekends. Is it because of that?
Not really. I don't have any volunteer work this Saturday.
Then why can't you come to the competition?
Actually, I'm going to a concert with my mom. She's been waiting for a year to see it.
Oh, I see. Have a good time there.
8번 대화를 듣고 북스케이프 아웃도어 라이브러리 행사에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Honey, did you hear that there'll be a Bookscape outdoor library event this Friday?
Bookscape outdoor library? What's it for?
Its purpose is to let people read books outdoors while enjoying nature.
Sounds great. Where is it being held?
It's going to be at Mooney Lake. Here's the flyer.
Look at this. We can borrow items like books, along with tables, chairs, and even reading lights.
Nice. What do you think about taking our kids there? It could be both an educational and memorable experience.
I agree. How do we sign up?
It says we need to scan the QR code and complete the form to apply. And they're only accepting the first 100 people.
Then we'd better hurry.
9번 에버그린 가든 페스티벌에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. This is your local news reporter, Jack Smith. Are you feeling stuck in the city and do you want some fresh air? Well, I'm happy to announce that the Evergreen Garden Festival is coming soon. It'll begin on September 13th and continue for 1 month. The festival will be held at Ruby Flower Park, where you can enjoy various beautiful flowers and plants in the gardens. You can explore 10 unique gardens, and 3 of the gardens were designed by local citizens. Also, here's good news for those who are interested in gardening. There's going to be a market selling gardening tools. This festival is open to everyone, and it will take place even if it's raining. Spend time in the beautiful gardens and take home special memories.
10번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 스포츠 가방을 고르시오.
Hey, Chris. Could you help me?
Sure. What do you need?
I'm trying to buy a new sports bag.
Let me see. There are 5 options on your computer. Oh, this one is over $60. I think it's too pricey.
I agree. That's a bit too much.
I don't recommend the small bag. It's not large enough to carry workout equipment.
True. And as for the number of pockets, I don't have any preference.
The more pockets, the better. And you'll need at least 4.
You're right. Then I can separate even more items into different pockets.
Okay. Now you have 2 options left.
I like the water-resistant one better.
That's good because it'll protect your equipment from getting wet.
Exactly. So I'll buy this one. Thanks.
Hello, I'm here to ask about my regular health checkup tomorrow morning. My name is Jamie Lee.
Hi, let me check. You're on the list, Mr. Lee. How can I help you?
The doctor said I need to have an empty stomach for my checkup. But I forgot what time to stop eating. Could you tell me again?
Dad, thanks for giving me a ride. Can you pick me up here at the airport when I'm returning next Tuesday as well?
I'd love to, but your mom is taking the car on that day. Can I use your car?
Sure. You can find the key on the coffee table in our living room.
Hi, Diane. What are you doing on your computer?
Hello, Dennis. I'm checking the number of subscribers to my social media channel.
You mean Diane's Wonderful Life channel? How's it going?
When I first posted my content last month, there were several subscribers enjoying it, but there have been no new subscribers this month.
I'm sorry to hear that. What have you posted this month?
Not anything yet. I was planning to post the content once a month.
Oh, no. You should post the content at least once a week. I believe more posting attracts more viewers.
That sounds like a good strategy.
Yeah. When people subscribe to a social media channel, they expect to see new content. Hello, Ms. Burke.
Hello, Dustin. Are you in your dormitory room?
Yes, I am. Is everything all right?
I'm wondering if the red bicycle in the hallway is yours.
Yes, it is.
I just wanted to let you know that you're not allowed to leave your personal items in the hallways.
I'm sorry about that. But I had to put my bike there last night because of the heavy rain.
I understand. But blocking common areas, such as hallways, may cause a safety problem.
Do you mind if I move it later today?
Actually, a fire drill will be happening in our dormitory soon. The students may have a problem getting through the hallways during the drill. Jake and Rachel are a married couple. Rachel loves to cook with the recipes that she received from her grandmother. One day, Jake asks Rachel to cook him his favorite chicken soup from one of her grandmother's recipes. Rachel tries to cook the dish, but she can't find its recipe. So, she requests that Jake look for it with her, and they search the entire house for a whole day. Luckily, they find it. Because her grandmother's recipes can't be replaced, Rachel tells Jake she's worried that this might happen again. After hearing about her worries, Jake would like to help her. So, Jake wants to suggest that she photograph the recipes with her cell phone to save there. In this situation, what would Jake most likely say to Rachel?
Good afternoon, students. Have you ever wondered why our bodies are the way they are? Today, we're going to learn about the changes in the human body over the history of humans. First of all, human jaws gradually became smaller. As the human diet shifted away from tough, uncooked foods to cooked ones, humans didn't need the same powerful chewing ability in their jaws as before. Second, human necks got thinner. As humans started to stand upright, their necks didn't play as big a role as before in balancing and supporting their body. Third, human legs got longer. The shift to walking on two legs led to an increase in their length. Longer legs contributed to more efficient and energy-saving walking and running. Lastly, human heels became thicker. As humans began hunting and had to run longer distances, they needed thicker heels to better absorb the impact from each step. Now, let's look at some photos that illustrate these amazing changes.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good afternoon, students. Have you ever wondered why our bodies are the way they are? Today, we're going to learn about the changes in the human body over the history of humans. First of all, human jaws gradually became smaller. As the human diet shifted away from tough, uncooked foods to cooked ones, humans didn't need the same powerful chewing ability in their jaws as before. Second, human necks got thinner. As humans started to stand upright, their necks didn't play as big a role as before in balancing and supporting their body. Third, human legs got longer. The shift to walking on two legs led to an increase in their length. Longer legs contributed to more efficient and energy-saving walking and running. Lastly, human heels became thicker. As humans began hunting and had to run longer distances, they needed thicker heels to better absorb the impact from each step. Now, let's look at some photos that illustrate these amazing changes.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은?
(18번부터는) 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.